My job is to lead that conversation and lead those meetings. And those meetings are done in safe space where the leadership and the rank and file have the opportunity to be honest with themselves, to really look at themselves and ask themselves, what are the prevailing attitudes, beliefs, and values? So an example of one of the prevailing attitudes is that, you know, we're not safe out there. People don't appreciate us. The system itself is broken. So those attitudes drive cynicism and skepticism and resignation. That creates a culture of the same. And then you'll see behavior and outcomes coming out of that. So that's one example.
When you've been out in the community presenting these ideas with the other candidates and with citizens, tell me about some of the feedback you're getting and tell me what you're hearing from the community about this.
Well, community members are at the effect of it. They feel it. They've experienced it. So it resonates, this idea of how attitudes, beliefs, and values create the culture and create the outcomes resonates with the community because they've experienced it.
As sheriff, John Mutz would be in charge of the jails in Sonoma County, which he says are under stress.
People don't want to come to work. They leave to do other jobs, get other employment, and those left behind have to work extra hours. So you will find that in the Sonoma County Jail, you have people working 50, 60 hours of overtime. So these are people who are dealing with many people who have mental health issues, people who have drug and alcohol issues, people who are not at their best. So when you have this difficult incarceration issue and you have people being overworked and no relief in sight and a lack of leadership that will actually come in and change it, you'll see that show up in failures in the jail system.
I asked John Mutz about whether the jail and sheriff's office need new tools to engage people with mental illness.
We've had a frequency of failures to engage mentally ill people in an effective way. Mentally ill people have died in custody. Mentally ill people have died in, you know, when they've been incarcerated. And there's a lack of support in dealing with mentally ill people in the jail. So what happens is they're essentially, institutionalized for a short period of time, get no help. The experience of incarceration makes it worse for them, and then they're released. We actually, in law enforcement, contribute to the perpetuation of this very unfortunate cycle where things don't get better. And, Steve, it's a huge cost.